It was very organized and very orderly indeed and peaceful. There are over 1,000 people in the voting hall. The members of parliament and some of the traditional elders were present, members of the international community and the public in general. Everything went on extremely well with many surprises. With totally new leadership, especially that of the president, with the overwhelming majority vote for Mr. Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud, a relatively known person in the political area, but very well known person in the civil society group and NGOs throughout Somalia.
How significant was this, Paul?
This is very significant because it is really the last milestone of the roadmap. We've come a long way in the past 12 months with the whole process of Kampala Accord, which gave back to the roadmap. We went through a series of challenges throughout the many months, but the underlying theme was inclusiveness. And in the last days, where we prioritized constitution making and the establishment of a new parliament with a new leadership, we have done it in a relatively smooth way in the last 6 months, starting with the adoption of the constitution on the 1st of August through the inauguration of parliament and today the election of the president, in a manner which has been legitimate than any previous experiences in forming governments that have failed. This is a successful one and marks a major breakthrough in the Somalia peace process the past 22 years.
So the transitional period and the transitional government is now over. What next for Somalia?
We're looking forward to the formation of the new government in the next maybe couple of weeks or so. We would certainly encourage the president to nominate the prime minister as quickly as possible so that he gets the approval of parliament, then proceed on to form the cabinet. And it will be important for this government to come with a new program that symbolizes a new phase that is different from the transition into one of transformation and stabilization. This will be an era of building new institutions.
Does this then limit the role of the UN, perhaps to a peripheral role?
The United Nations will be an ongoing role. We have been partners of the transitional government. We have been partners of the civil society. We have been partners with the regional administration as we facilitated in this whole process and extending support from the experience of the UN as we enter the new phase. The best practices that the UN has learned and has acquired in other areas emerging from conflict would be applied in Somalia, and those experiences within the UN system are quite significant. But this will entail that the UN itself has to undertake a strategic review so that the Security Council can consider putting in place or issuing a new mandate for the United Nations in Somalia.
Lastly, on behalf of the UN, you have taken care of this whole process and been some kind of midwife for the delivery of a new baby, which is the rebirth of Somalia, to say. How does it make you feel that we have a new president now?
I really feel a sense of accomplishment. I've been engaged with full dedication in this transitional period and through the roadmap to end the transition. There were many obstacles on the path and many challenges. There were times when the forces of resistance were so strong that I had to be extra determined in order to overcome this. But I received the partnership and support of regional actors, the African Union, and the Intergovernmental Authority for Development, IGAD. And together we have reached this final stage today with tremendous success, and I was always wishing that as we go along to end the transition, I would want to see this transition end with significant change that will be to the satisfaction of the Somali people. And I think in partnership with the Somali people, we have arrived.